You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 34-year-old Salvador Coronado appeared in court for the first time yesterday after being charged with first-degree reckless homicide and recklessly endangering safety. Prosecutors say Coronado was going 90 in a 35 zone on March 9th, killing 17-year-old Tiriana Scales and injuring four other teens. He's being held on a $100,000 bond. John Steinbrink's nearly 30-year tenure at the top of Pleasant Prairie is over. In Tuesday's election, village voters elected Dave Klimich as village president, beating Eric Meadows with 55% of the vote. Racine officials are encouraging people to apply for open positions on city boards, commissions, and committees. Anyone can apply, and applications are taken through April 11th. Some roles are requiring specific expertise. Racine County Parks crews are doing the opposite of fishing. They've stocked thousands of rainbow trout in local ponds to boost fishing opportunities. Quarry Lake got over 3,000 trout, while Pritchard Park and other ponds will be getting more than 3,500 fish combined. And for a full election recap, check out RacineCountyEye.com. They've got to focus on another referendum getting shot down for Raymond schools in Racine County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied it 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bump down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bump walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 and 11.
Terang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on, Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clace and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course, Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softy. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today, a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Our high 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.